Well, as has been announced this morning, and as I said during the Bible class time, my wife and I, Kay, are happy to be here today. We're especially glad to be here, to be able to worship with this congregation, to sing songs with you. I appreciate the prayers of the morning, and look forward to our time together as we worship our God. I said, and has already been mentioned before, that I believe there are three main purposes in us being here. One, to worship God. Two, to praise our God. And three, to encourage one another. And I hope that on this special occasion that we're here for today, that you can certainly encourage one another from all the changes that have taken place in the last year. So it's great to be able to be here and to worship with you. And we'll bring our attention to the morning's lesson. I appreciate the song selections that we've had this morning. We certainly do lean upon Jesus to get through all of our life's activities and today's events. And with that, we can have blessed assurance that we have a promise we'll be in heaven with our God. I have one story about blessed assurance. There's a Love and Care, which is a personal care home in Parkersburg, and it's taken care of by the churches. And I was there one Sunday for a worship time, and I went to one of the residents, I think I went to several, and I was leading singing that day, and I asked if they had any requests. And this one lady told me something that stuck with me forever. She said, "I do have a song. I don't know what the number is, and the song is Blessed Assurance." And she said, "The reason that I don't know the number is because I can't see very well. I can't see the phone book." And what she told me was that she has memorized Psalms. Now, I only share that with you. It got my attention, first of all. The secondary issue is coming a time where perhaps that we do, and we all don't have phone books here anyway, but there's coming a time where we may not be able to see those wonderful words that we sing. And she had it in her heart to sing about blessed assurance. It was a great story. And then the last song that we sang today, Sing of Jesus, and we're going to wing our ways away, as part of the message that was given there, to be able to spend our time in eternity with our Lord. I want to use that as kind of a stepping stone, if you will, into our lesson this morning. We're going to be talking about heaven. It's not going to be anything new. It's not going to be anything different. But I hope to refresh your brains about that ultimate great joy that we're all looking forward to. And that is that we're going to be in heaven one day with our Lord. We're going to be able to sing around that throne and worship with Him along that line. So, I'm glad to be here today. Kay and I are happy to be here to worship with you. And we bring you greetings from the Church of Camden Avenue. And we look forward to being here. Welcome to each of you. As we've talked about before, this is your celebration day, not only because of worship, but being able to be back together again. This pandemic that we've been talking about has required all of us to be a little more flexible in our schedules and our habits and things of that nature. It's my prayer that this event of the last year will result in growth within the church. That was one of the things that was mentioned in our prayers today. And the way I pray about that, I hope that this event is going to bring some people to a closer walk with their God, to understand that He is sovereign, that He's in control of the world. And because of that, they have a need to be with Him and to be with individuals such as we are here today. So I think the pandemic can be used in that fashion, and people can recognize they have a need for God. Now to our sermon. And the scripture lesson for this morning is going to come from Revelation chapter 21 and the first five verses. This is a relatively well-known group of scriptures. I said I want you to think about this group of scriptures. And as we read through this, and I set the stage here a little bit, the Apostle John was on an island, and it says on the Lord's Day. He was actually given the opportunity to have a vision into heaven. And because of that vision into heaven, he was able to share the great glory that we know as heaven with us in words that we perhaps can understand. Now, is there literally going to be a streak of gold? I don't know. That's what John said. And by the way, you know, a lot of the songs that we sing say that there are streaks of gold. I don't know if you look carefully at the scripture, but it doesn't say that. It says there's a streak of gold. Now, I'm not going to argue and complain about that, but it's interesting what it says. Is it one gigantic streak of gold? I don't know. There's several other things that John uses to help us to see this vision. So today, as we go through this lesson, I ask you, first of all, to get an image or a picture of something. If somebody says to you the word heaven, what do you see? What do you think? What are your responses to that particular statement? So with that being said, here's what John had to say in Revelation 21 in the first five verses. And I'm reading again from the New International Version here. But then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. And then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. That's the opportunity that John has as he introduces this topic about heaven and the great vision. Now, when I ask you to do some thinking about what that image meant to you, you know, some of you might have thought about the opportunity to see God, to see Jesus on the right hand. Perhaps it was to view all those things that are written in our language about what we might see once we get there. Perhaps it, you had a question that you've come up as you studied your Bible, and you wanted an answer for it. Well, perhaps this would be the opportune time. Paul said he wanted to do that, and in fact, Daniel said he wanted to do that. When he gets to heaven, he wants to be able to ask somebody some of these questions that we all wrestle with. Perhaps it was an image or a reminder of somebody that's close to you that's gone on to their reward. And as has always been said today, there's three special occasions that are going on in addition to our worship time. It is Happy Father's Day, and for those that are about to be fathers, as was announced, those kind of memories flood our souls, as it's told, as we think about that. So Happy Father's Day. Also, this is West Virginia's birthday. Perhaps we can think in terms of your birthday. Those are celebratory times. When we get to heaven, we're going to be able to celebrate. Perhaps it was a birthday, a special birthday, or perhaps it was a reminder of the day that you put Christ on in baptism. And then our federal government has seen fit to come up with one more national holiday, or federal holiday. Probably just another day for people to be off work, but be that as it may, we have another holiday. That particular holiday was designed to remind us of the Emancipation Act. What I'd like to think about in regard to that holiday for us today, we are here today to celebrate our emancipation. We have freedom every Sunday to come worship our Lord, and He has taken all of our sins away. So from that viewpoint, we can celebrate today by being here. Soon we're going to have the opportunity to celebrate by taking of the Lord's Supper and growing closer to our Lord. So whatever your vision was when I asked you to think about heaven, and adding to that what John has to say. Now, we're going to talk about heaven today, and surely, there's a song that says, surely it will be worth it all. I'm looking forward to that time. I think it will be worth it all. And there's a guy named Charles Pollock who wrote another one of our songs. He says, there's a beautiful place called heaven. It's hidden above the bright blue, where the good who from earth ties are risen, live and love an eternity through. Now, when some think about heaven, they think about angels, but up there just kind of flapping their wings and floating around and doing whatever angels are supposed to do. Some believe that heaven is not a real place. I happen to work with a group of veterans in my work setting, and there's one veteran there particularly who has spiritual values, and he made an interesting statement to me about heaven. He said the following, why would I want to go to heaven? Because all my friends are in hell. Well, I think he's missed something along the line, but I want to go to heaven because my friends are going to be there. Now, we all have questions about the afterlife. What's it going to be like? What is heaven going to be like? Well, the only way we're going to find answers to that, all sorts of people have opinions about everything. But the only way we're going to find out what heaven is really like is to go to God's scripture. That's where he's going to tell us what it's like. There are some people, and I've heard this statement, that heaven's just going to be a boring place. Well, I can't think that at all, because we're going to be around God's throne, we're going to be worshiping God, we're going to be with our family members, our church family members, all individuals that are going to be there together. So I can't believe it's going to be a boring place at all. Some believe that heaven is going to be a beautiful place, as this song just described that I read, and it's also going to be that place of rest. We all look forward to the time when we can find a rest in our daily activities, find a break from those things that we're involved in, and we can get out of our routine, so to speak. We look forward to that on this earth, but look forward to the great rest that we're going to have in heaven that's going to be there. Certainly heaven's not going to be boring, because God's going to be there, Jesus is going to be there, and those who have gone on to the reward that we've talked about, they're going to be there. It's going to be our time of celebration. I want to be there. I hope you want to be there. And I had a grandfather one time who'd say, I want to go to heaven. Let's all be together. And that's my goal for us today. Let's go to heaven together. When we all get to heaven, there's a song written like that again. What a glorious day that will be. We're all looking forward to those particular times. Now, perhaps you've heard this terminology before. Well, this is heaven. West Virginia, on our birthday today, this is almost heaven. So if you think in terms of those kind of statements, those statements are based on our own human emotions and our own human responses to things. What takes place in heaven and what takes place in God's realm has nothing to do with our emotions or thinking in terms of, well, this is a heavenly dish, for example, or heavenly food, or things of that nature. What takes place in heaven and our response to heavenly things is based on the fact that God is there and it's our resting place forever. So there'll be no emotional responses. God is present there, Jesus is present there, and it's not an emotionally based situation. Heaven's going to be far better than any kind of earthly event that we can think of, whatever it may be, whatever celebration, whatever day of honor, whatever things are coming up in our world. Heaven's going to be a much better place than that. Sometimes it's nice to look forward to something that we think we're going to receive. I ran into an individual just this morning that was honoring her father, who was a World War II vet, and taking him out for a morning breakfast. And she also said not only was this honoring on Father's Day, it was her birthday. So it was a special occasion for that family. I think we all look forward to special occasions. We look forward to that time that we're going to receive something for the Christmas season, for example, or a special birthday, whatever it is. That we as Christians look forward to a very special day when we're going to receive our crown. We're going to see God, and we're going to find our place in heaven. We wait for that day when we can all enter heaven together. Now, what are we looking for on that special occasion? Well, and how do we know that heaven's real? Well, first of all, we find that from the scriptures that we just read, and there's over 400 references in the 66th book of the Bible to heaven itself. And 44 out of the 66 books actually say something about heaven. So God wants us to know that heaven is a real place. And if you go back to in the scripture it says that Jesus had gone to prepare us a place. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you that. And in my Father's house, or there are many mansions, we're all there, prepared, ready to be there. Can we really believe and trust in God's word? Well, I believe we wouldn't be here today if we didn't have that trust and that belief in God's word. Now, John 14, first three verses, the verses I just talked about, that Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us. So Jesus assures us that it's a real place. He's gone there to prepare that place just for us. And again, do we believe his word? And Jesus has been to heaven. He gave up his part in heaven, come to this earth, and now he's gone back there. That he told us it's a real place, a place we can believe in. There are some people in our world today that have no belief in heaven as being a real place or a place that they want to go to. They don't know what the afterlife really means for them. Some of these individuals might be atheists in general, but they have no belief at all in a God. Some really have no interest in religious or spiritual values. Some have no knowledge about heaven or spiritual values, and I think that's the group of people that we need to concentrate on, the ones that have no knowledge. And in our prayer today, the issue was to reach out, not teach the gospel just in here. There are some individuals that just aren't sure about religion or about God or about heaven. Those people are called agnostics in general. So maybe God exists, maybe God doesn't exist. That's their position in life. And I think those are the individuals we can kind of focus upon, because they can be trained and learn from Scripture. Now, the Scripture that we talked about today from Revelation chapter 21, there's a list of things there, and I hope when you have opportunity to do so that you go back and read through that list, because you're going to see a group of what I'm going to call no more. There's going to be no more of this. We look forward to the things in this list. No more tears. No more crying. There's going to be no more pain. And I've heard discussion today about individuals that are in the hospital or we've been praying for in this group of this congregation. No more pain. No more sickness. No more illness. No more hunger. No more thirst. No more sin. All's going to be pure there. No more temptation. No more evil. No more of the problems that we face in this life. Now, in contrast to that list of no mores, what is going to be there? There's some important things going to be there. John told us there's going to be a new heaven. That's going to come about. He told us that we're going to have a new body in other places in Scripture. We're told that we're going to have new strength. We're told that we're going to have a new life. We're told that there's going to be a place of purity around God's throne. It's going to be a place of total fellowship, such as we can have here on a regular basis as we encourage one another. It's going to be a place where there's harmony. Everybody gets along kind of a thing. There's going to be some of those answers to questions that I mentioned before, some things that I'd like to know about, and I think maybe you would have the same thoughts. We're going to have the opportunity to ask somebody about that as we spend an eternity with our God. And there's going to be total beauty there. I think that's what John was trying to portray to us in the Scriptures as the Holy Spirit helped him to write. A place of beauty, as we see it in our human terms. Now, I personally believe, as I've described before, that heaven is a real place. And I hope as we talk today and as you continue through your scripture reading and Bible reading and studying, that you also come to the point to know that heaven is a real place, that you want to be there. It's a prepared place, as Jesus has told us. I want to go there. And as my grandfather used to say, I want to be there. Let's all go together. Now, heaven's going to surely be worth it all. My friends are going to be there, in contrast to what my individual, the vet guy I talked to you about. My friends are going to be in heaven, and I'm going to be there to worship around God's throne with them. I hope that we can all look with joy and rejoicing. We've heard about rejoicing here today because the opportunity we've had to all be together for the first time in over a year. Let's look forward to that time we can all be together around God's throne. Another song, "How Beautiful Heaven Must Be." We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's Word He has given. How beautiful heaven must be. I hope we're all looking to go in that direction. And again, maybe you're not on board, let's say, of that train of those angel wings that are going to take us to heaven. If that happens to be your situation today, we're going to give you the opportunity, because today you've heard about that place. You've heard about heaven. You can express your belief before this group of people. You can make changes in your life called repentance, and you can be baptized today to be on that particular event that's going to take us all to heaven one day. Perhaps there's someone here today that needs the prayers of this congregation and needs to get back on board, so to speak, and you'd like to take this opportunity so that you don't miss that place called heaven. We're going to sing an invitation song this morning. What's our song today?
Lord, I'm coming home.
All right, that's very appropriate. Lord, I'm coming home today so that we can rejoice with you. And one point in time, we're all going to go home with our God and be at home with Him forever. So if you have need this day, want to become a new Christian and head towards heaven with us all together, or need prayers of this congregation, please come. We're going to stand and sing this song.